All right, we're here at Ubisoft at E3. Who are we talking to?
Charles Randall, combat team lead for Assassin's Creed 2.
Combat team lead.
Yeah.
I love the combat in Assassin's Creed 1. I love the blocking system. And what is that called? Just the timed maneuver where you can turn the counters?
Counter kills.
Jesus, see, I've done a lot of these today. Counter kills. What counter do we expect as far as counter kills?
Oh, more.
More?
More brutal.
More brutal.
And on top of that, you can disarm enemies, take their weapons away from them, kill them with it, which is really fun. Well, we got four new weapon types, four major weapon types, and then a lot of variety of individual weapons. So we have weapons like a two-handed axe and a spear, and they're really powerful. So if you can take it away from one enemy, maybe you're fighting a strong enemy, because enemies can actually defend against your counters this time around. So if you're fighting someone who's too strong, you can't counter him normally because he's defending. Maybe you'll take one of the big weapons and kill him with that, which gives you an instant kill. But then it gets stuck in their body, and you sort of let it go, and then you're unarmed again. Right. You got to take another weapon from someone else.
So tell us a little bit about what you're showing off today.
We're showing a demo. Specifically, it's the demo that was on the Sony stage. So maybe we mix it up a little bit here and there.
We were debating, is it Florence or Venice?
It's Venice.
Venice. Told
it's
Michael.
Venice. It's Venice. Florence is one of the accessible cities in the game, too, though. So
I always complimented Assassin's Creed on how lifelike and vibrant the cities were. And I don't know what's going on here. I guess because it's shown during a party and there's fireworks. Yeah. And I guess there's more lighting. This looks way more lifelike.
The engine got a really big upgrade in terms of lighting and stuff like that. We have dynamic lights right now, a dynamic day-night cycle, which affects how everything looks. And we actually rewrote the AI for Assassin's Creed 2 as well. So the entire AI system is different, which gives us more power for doing more of the things we want to do and quickly iterating new systems.
I'm watching Ezio. What's his name? Ezio?
Yeah, Ezio.
Ezio knocking people over in a crowded Renaissance party.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
how does that? At the end of the demonstration, we saw Altair fire gun.
Yes,
out of his
magic
sleeves. I'm assuming that again. I didn't play the first one as we just discussed, but I'm assuming there were not guns.
No, there were no guns. No,
there were no.
No.
Okay, so I assume
there were guns, but they were known as hand cannons, and they were literally. If you hit the Wikipedia page for hand cannon, it's literally a small cannon that people held. Anyways,
oh, nice.
But we like playing with the time period. And Leonardo da Vinci is one of your allies.
Right.
And he was a well-known inventor.
I think he's public domain at this point.
Oh, that's where he got his flying apparatus.
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci delivered the flying machine to him.
And is that constant throughout the game, or are those like
the flying machine?
Yeah, is he like the Resident Evil 4, what you buying? He's just, I've got a wacky new invention.
No, I think he's a little more integrated into the storyline. But as for the flying machine.
Do you have any other Ninja Turtles in the game?
Ninja Turtles.
Speaking of, sorry, Ubi, I thought it was crossover. Bad joke.
Well, no, there's Ubi has a Ninja Turtles game too. So.
Oh, you should see my ridiculous picture with one. Too
happy. There's got four Ninja Turtles standing out there. It's pretty cool.
But, shit, what was I going to ask?
I was going to ask, they mentioned in the Ubi press conference yesterday that they were going to make... It sounded to me like they were going to use the assets of Assassin's Creed 2 to make films about Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, they're showing them on the side.
Something like that. Actually, that's stuff that happens at a higher level than me.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm really in the development floor. So, I heard that too. I was watching the press conference. Like, that's cool.
It sounded...
Films for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? And what I noticed is that it's pretty much been revealed in the first game that this is what you're... It's not as simple as traveling back in time, but revisiting DNA.
Genetic memories.
Genetic memories. And I saw the way you played with the level design. Like, this is clearly like a facsimile within some other, lack of a better word, matrix. And is the level design going to play with that more? Things are going to pop and glitches in the matrix, anything like that?
Well, I mean, we had some of that stuff in the first game, and it's really liberating for game design to be able to. To have this fiction around the level to explain things that happen.
I just saw like a street exterior develop around Ezio.
Oh, that's the white room transition.
Yeah.
The white room in Assassin's Creed 1 was just a fade to white and back. Now our effects guys are crazy on this team.
It looked nuts.
And the entire world actually deconstructs until it's just a white room. and then you see it construct again in slow motion. It blew me away the first time I saw it.
One of the things they saw was Altair jump off a roof into a thing of hay, and then the AI came over and like inspected it. He reached out, grabbed the guy, and pulled him in. He mentioned something that there was a unique twist to that wasn't in the first game.
Yeah, hiding spots in the first game, you can pretty much just sit in them forever and no one cared. But some guards this time will actually randomly check hiding spots.
Okay.
We have different guard types who go out of their way to really search for the player, and we have a notoriety system as well. So the more you do in the game world, the more people you kill, the more missions you do for these people or those people, you'll become notorious. And that means that guards will actually be able to recognize you on sight. And from that, it changes the gameplay up. After that, you can actually do missions to lower your notoriety, such as ripping down wanted posters and stuff like that. So the player can sort of customize his own experience. If you want to be the badass that kills everyone, well, there's consequences to that.
Right.
But if you like the difficulty level it provides, well, you can leave it that way.
As the combat designer, what's your favorite part you got going on right now?
Killing stuff.
Killing stuff. Through what method?
Pointy and sharp things.
No poisoning. This is the Renaissance.
Was there poison in the Renaissance?
I do not know.
I'm sure someone was poisoned.
A lot of disposed kings. But what's your favorite aspect of the combat that you're the most proud of?
Well,
give
really,
me some.
It's hard because, I mean, I've redesigned the whole system with help of a few people. Alex Drouin, he's actually the director of animation at UB Montreal for this game. And
cool.
And he's also got a really good design head. So the two of us really sat down and rebuilt the combat system from scratch and said, what do we want it to be this time? And really what we wanted it to be was the system from Assassin's Creed 1 with even more. And so we worked that way. And then after we did the first pass, I took over the whole thing. I've been working since then with my own animator, Mike Manillo, who's around here somewhere. And, I mean, really, we just brainstorm crazy ideas of how to kill people.
What's your favorite kill thus far?
Really, my favorite is you can stab a guy with a spear, and then you sort of lift them up on the spear and sort of toss him away, and he falls back, and the spear pokes into the ground, and then he slowly slides down.
Like a flagpole?
Yeah.
I really liked in the demo the dual hand.
Yes.
The wrist blades just pop two guys in the face at once. That got a big reaction from the crowd of just,
I can't tell you how much I like the Assassin's Creed first one. I have the achievements to prove it. I believe it's the most achievements I've gotten. Everything but the flags. What's the new flags?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Old flags?
I'm not sure.
Well, what date are we looking at? What date is it coming out?
It's holidays this year.
Holiday this year.
So you'll be able to play it for Christmas.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Thanks a lot, Charles.
No problem.
All right. That's good.
Thank you.